This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi assured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that the country is willing to do everything in its capacity to help war-torn Ukraine and provide them with a possible resolution to the current situation. The two leaders held talks on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Hiroshima on Saturday, with Modi saying, he said the war in Ukraine is a huge topic of discussion for the entire world. He says he does not consider it to be just an issue of economy or politics. He says for him it's an issue of humanity and humanitarian values. President Zelensky said he invited India to join Ukraine's peace formula. Zelensky is due to hold a session on Sunday with the G7 before a broader session with the Global South attendees. The head of the Russian Wagner private army that is leading the assault on the devastated eastern city of Bakhmut said in a Telegram message released Friday that, quote, heavy, bloody battles, end quote, were continuing, and claimed his men were close to completing the capture of the city itself. A second meeting on Friday between White House and Republican congressional negotiators on raising the federal government's $31.4 trillion dollar debt ceiling broke up with no progress cited by either side and no additional meeting set. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged the stakes couldn't be higher.
A default would plunge our economy into recession. Economists estimate that millions of Americans could lose their jobs. Hardworking families could lose their retirement savings. So our team will stay at it. We will stay focused. And we hope that Speaker McCarthy's team will negotiate in good faith.
This is VOA News. The official number of dead from the powerful cyclone that struck Myanmar has grown to at least 145, including 117 members of the Muslim Rohingya minority, state television reported Friday. The accounting of casualties from the cyclone has been slow, in part due to communication difficulties in the affected areas and the military government's tight control over information. The military government has said that unofficial death tolls surpassing 400 are false, but in the absence of independent confirmation, uncertainty remains about the actual extent of casualties and destruction. Turkish citizens based abroad began voting on Saturday in Turkey's presidential runoff election between the incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who aims to bring an end to the president's two-decade rule. Latino migrants crossing the Rio Grande, dividing Mexico from the U.S., has been a common sight, but as VOA's Elizabeth Lee explains, lately there's been Chinese migrant crossings that were once far less common.
Many Chinese migrants take similar routes, flying from China to Turkey and then to Ecuador because of its relatively loose visa policy. From there, they travel by foot and bus through South and Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border, some paying a guide or asking for directions along the way. The Chinese embassy wrote to VOA saying the Chinese government has always opposed illegal immigration and adopted various measures to stop illegal exits. Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley says about a month ago, some 100 Chinese migrants a day were arriving here at this Texas shelter.
And that was Elizabeth Lee from VOA. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States reports another death linked to eye drops tainted with a drug-resistant bacteria, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Four people have died, 81 people have been infected, and 14 people have lost their vision. Cases have been reported in 18 states. The bacteria driving it, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, is resistant to standard antibiotics. CDC investigators say most of the patients had used certain brands of eye drops, and products from EzraCare and Delsim Pharma were recalled in February. After the recall, health inspectors visited the plant in India that made the eye drops and found problems with how the drops were made and tested, including inadequate sterility measures. The CDC also said four people needed surgery to remove an eyeball due to the infections. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on this story or any of those we're covering, please visit voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.